Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, I have Aidan Siegel, a senior columnist for the Pitt News. I was going to talk to him about his article, and we will get to his fascinating article in just a moment. But I have to address this issue of Washington first with him. Aidan Siegel, good afternoon. Good morning to you, actually. And thank you for talking to us here on Chai FM in Johannesburg.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So, Aidan, I definitely want to get to your article about Ilhan Omar and anti-Semitism being a disease. But can you just give me your thoughts on why the rally in Washington against anti-Semitism was so incredibly poorly attended?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors, but the main one is that overwhelmingly American Jews embrace a left-wing tradition. And as of recently, especially young American Jews have seemed to further distance themselves from Israel because it doesn't exactly align with contemporary progressive beliefs today. And many American Jews are kind of forced into a corner where they're given an ultimatum. They're told you either compromise your Jewish identity or embrace progressive politics because they're very anti-Zionist. And unfortunately,
Aidan, this has nothing to do with Zionism. Poway was not Zionism. Charlottesville was not Zionism. Jews being beaten up in Los Angeles streets, eating at sushi restaurants had nothing to do with Zionism. Are they just that far left and so woke that they're just not seeing the truth for what it is?
Well, I think so. I mean, it doesn't even necessarily have to do with Zionism. You're right. I think, the embrace of like woke politics and anti-racism, critical race theory. It holds Jews who have nothing to do with Israel as people in positions of power and privilege who got it from ill-gotten gains, and they're perceived as white people. And, right now, like as I mentioned in my article, the worst thing to be on the left is the idea of whiteness. So.
Isn't that ironic? For 50 years, I think Jews have been white. In a history of 3,000 years plus, we've been white for 50 years, according to others' definitions. But never mind that. You wrote an article which I found absolutely fascinating. I thought it would be wonderful to chat to you. You say, diagnosing Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic disease. That article was probably reproduced in every single reputable Jewish press worldwide. And my big fear is that we are complacent and that we will not call out Ilhan Omar for what she is. You've done that. Take us through the thesis of your article.
Well, I think in mentioning that anti-Semitism has been argued as a disease of the mind, it distinguishes itself from other forms of hatred. Anti-Semitism is very unique in that regard because it's punching up rather than punching down. And it's very contradictory. So it takes someone like Ilhan Omar, who is a very successful person and viewed as well educated in the public eye, and someone who can resort to these, just irrational conspiracy theories, and these preoccupations with a group of people who make up, in America about 2% of the population and in the world less than 1%. And I think because diagnosing as a kind of disease would insinuate that, some of the great thinkers of our time and some of the most prominent politicians have, subjected themselves to such a irrational ideology. And unfortunately, with people like Ilhan Omar and the so-called squad, it's becoming entirely normalized in American discourse.
And when I mention that to Democratic Party supporters, as you point out, the vast majority of American Jews, they seem to be quite unconcerned and keep on saying that that is a small fringe minority which one doesn't need to worry about at all.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree. I think the presence of Ilhan Omar, of Rashida Tlaib, and AOC, I think it's infected the entire party. I mean, they're essentially bowing down to a small group of people. People who, peddle ancient blood libels about Jews and claim that Israel is like the chief evil in the world. And, out of fear that of being called a bigot because, anyone you disagree with is a Nazi now, the people peddling the closest thing to the Nazi ideology in the halls of Congress are the ones getting away with it. I mean, they had resolutions that they wanted to put up to condemn anti-Semitism, but it can't be anti-Semitism alone. It has to be all forms of hatred. And anti-Semitism, I think, is the most lethal hatred in the United States right now. It's going entirely ignored, even in the Jewish community. And, you know, it doesn't get the recognition that it needs in the media and, in American politics.
You kind of try and explain her psychology. You refer to the fact that she is Somali born, which is a very particular kind of fundamentalist Islam. You also raise the name of another remarkable woman, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, also Somalian, but you couldn't get two more different people with different takes on the same issue.
Right. I mean, Ayaan Hirsi Ali is a great example of someone who, you know, grew up in similar circumstances as Ilhan Omar. She mentions in her book about, you know, growing up in a militant Islamist society and extremely anti-Semitic. Well, there's virtually not a Jewish community there. And, you know, anything bad happening, any inconvenience, they would blame on Jews. And it was a very bizarre phenomenon. But fortunately for someone like Ayaan Hirsi Ali, she came to America and she started to embrace true liberalism and began to champion Jews. And Omar clearly has not shaken that off, which can be seen in how different they led their lives.
Do you believe she is anti-Zionist or anti-Semitic? Has she crossed the line?
I mean, I think at this point, anti-Zionist is just the fashionable new word for anti-Semitism. But getting to specifically like what she believes, yeah, I do think she's an anti-Semite. I think there's been multiple instances where she's been, you know, peddling the same nonsense that anti-Semites have been trying to normalize for centuries. I mean, and it's not even like her comments saying that politicians are driven because by Israeli politics because of all about the Benjamins or
the Benjamins,
or even that Israel has hypnotized the world, as she said in 2012. But I mean, there, as recently as 2019, she said she started pushing the whole dual loyalty, you know, accusation that she said it wasn't okay for political influence, to be pushing, allegiance to foreign countries. And that's clear that who she's talking about. She's talking about American Jews, but as soon as she is called out for anti-Semitism, she deflects that, you know, she's been oppressed in the past and that we wouldn't understand. And we have 3,000 years of understanding.
Of course we wouldn't. History. Got no history of persecution whatsoever. I mean, what a crazy comment to make. Aidan, we're at 6:04. I unfortunately have to leave it there. I just want to say thank you for talking to us on Chai FM. I am pretty certain that that is the first and not the last time.
All right. Thank you so much.